We're going to continue with the time of prayer as we enter into the new year, but before we do that, I do have some really tough news to share with the congregation. It's hard for me to share this, and I know it's going to be hard for you to hear this, too. We got news on Friday that Bob Glaither passed away. It was very sudden. Bob Kay and the family were down in Florida on vacation with one side of their family, and came back on Friday and discovered Bob in the hotel. And so it's just been very hectic for Kay, just arranging things to get back to Oregon. She has now landed in Oregon. She'll be back in Philomath, I believe, this afternoon. But we're going to need to uplift Kay, really think about ways that we can care for her in the days ahead, as this was really rather sudden and not really, really planned. So I want to share that with the congregation. An email is going to go out. Dan's going to send it out here right after the service has ended, so that news is shared with the congregation. Let us rise for a time of prayer. We bow our heads. Let us now go to God in prayer for ourselves, for God's people around the world, and for all people in their various circumstances. Lord, we pray for this new year that is here, that you continue to bless us, your people chosen before the foundation of the world, so that we may be a blessing to others. Fill us with the wisdom of your word. Lead and guide our visioning, goal setting, and planning so that we have a positive impact in our world both now and for all eternity. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we pray for all who lead in government and in the public and private sectors and in your church, that they lead with your wisdom so that the decisions they make are in line with your will for all people. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we pray for all who are hurting, grieving, struggling in their heart, in their soul, in strength, and in mind. Lord, we always know that death is a reality. We just did not expect that it would come so soon for Bob. We thought that there were plans and dreams to be realized in the future, things to look forward to. Death makes us feel helpless, vulnerable, and empty inside. Release from us our deep despair, and point out once again how you have conquered death for good. Remind us of Easter as we still celebrate Christmas. Share your Easter victory with each one of us, and be especially with Kay and the Glaither family in their loss. Strengthen them with the presence of each of them with each other and of your presence. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we also pray that your peace that surpasses all human understanding would cover the loss of life of Donna. And we thank you for your presence in her life. And pray that you'd strengthen John and Teresa and all the friends of Donna and Lisa as they gather and plan her funeral. And Lord, we also pray for Janet recovering from her injuries, that she would feel your presence and the love from this special family at Peace Lutheran. Lord, we also uplift those names that we share with you today. For Ernie and Cindy in recovery from damage to their house, Michael, Iggy, Sarah, Alan, Joy, Aspen, Pauline, Steve, Andrew and Emily, Pamela, Deanna and Corky, Jeff, Jennifer, Kyla, Christina, Daryl and Janine, Cole, Riley, Courtney, Steve, Bev, Tim and Raina, John, and Bob. Lord, we pray that all the people we mentioned, experience your dear, sweet love that you have for them as you lead, guide, and provide for them. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we pray for those who are beginning this year with goals to read the Bible and devotions and to learn more about you, that you would connect them with your people so that, as with Philip and the Ethiopian, there is someone to help them understand the mystery of your will. Lord, in your mercy. It is into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your dear love. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.